So I'd like to speak a little bit about this last full day of our retreat together and then offer some practice reflections for you to use or if you wish. I don't know how it is for you. It's can feel for me beginning to settle. It's like the end is nigh. Saying, so, just beginning to get that sense of some settling, or I can see settling on the horizon. I remember something, right, there's other depths of the mind, or the way the mind can be. Oh, right, I remember. And at the same time, perhaps for some of us, there's a sense of some deep pain bubbling up, asking for attention and love, because it can, because there's some space, some steadiness. The last day of a retreat, sometimes thoughts of the future arise. And so acknowledging that, opportunity, precious, precious day of practice to perhaps aware of future thoughts, feelings arising with that, meeting that with kindness, aware of that as it's happening now, and then we are here, still here, feeling the ground, continuing to return to the heart of our practice. Know that which calls us into the center of our being, calls us to where we need to go. And we may not be able to tell anybody where that is, but we know the direction, we hear the call, we feel the pull of something beautiful, something sacred, something unnameable. Maybe we begin to intuit that, sense that. Maybe it's more just a sense of life feeling more possible. So we Paul and I and Sampo thinking about today and how to maybe offer some slightly different situation in the retreat to begin to open up more to seeing and hearing and being around other people and to help with the integration, the transition, however you want to see that. Like, I've been, like many of you, is keeping my eyes shut or down, not really looking. So the invitation might be to dare to open your eyes. You don't have to. And just feeling what happens when you sometimes it can feel like our refuge is somehow dependent on our eyes being shut. And somehow I just thought that really on a very simple level, in a way, we do this when we're walking and moving around the house and outside, and when we're doing our yogi job, like, oh, the metta, the goodwill, the friendliness, yeah, it's here too, it can be here too. Oh, phew, okay, then. It can be here with me as I think of others, as I see others. Yeah. So, some sense of it supporting that exploration and that sense of inclusion, we hoped to offer a sauna time this afternoon. And just to let you know, this has been somewhat put in question by the fullness of the sewage container under the sauna building, or wherever it is. So they are working on that, and we will let you know, we'll put a note on the board at lunchtime about the outcome of that. So that's a, yeah, so, yeah. So just noticing how my words and, you know, just what happens as you listen, and different feelings and thoughts, like, okay. Just feeling the steadiness of your seat, your body sitting here. So whatever is happening, again, going back to somewhat the beginning of the retreat, where body, sitting. Yeah, okay, we can find our steadiness, find our balance with just things changing around us, the uncertainties of sewage and many other things. Okay, we can move, find our balance, go with the flow. So, today, particularly this afternoon, but yeah, just maybe, again, really very much as you wish, as your sensitivity and wisdom kind of suggest, just, even just opening the awareness, you know, doesn't have to be the eyes even, just opening a little to more fully somehow include the presence of others. Presence of others here. And this is so much of our practice in our life, isn't it? Is in this kind of field, this kind of arena, this kind of what it's like to be with, to see, to hear another human being. And so to, if you wish, possible one way of practicing today is having a particular interest in noticing our person, you know, sight, seeing, okay, what happens, what is perceived, what feelings arise, right? Just to notice, yeah. And metta with all of that, right? So this is more metta as a receptive quality, more like the ground of our being, or the context of our experience. Yeah, so, okay. I mean, I could say that word, I don't know, that kind of works for me. Sometimes like, not approve, disapprove, but just, feeling like totally terrified. Oh, interesting, right. That's held, met, somehow in this field of metta, space of goodwill. It's okay. So just again, gently, such a precious opportunity, a day of practice where we have, you know, some, we may not feel like it, but probably every single one of you has really there's real some sensitivity, some steadiness is really being cultivated. And so possible to see clearly, so to notice aspects of our mind and experience is so helpful to notice. Yeah, so in the evening there's an opportunity also for this kind of practice to come into gentle speaking and listening at the tea time in the dining room. And to feel, to really bring all this good practice intention and make space for ourselves and others to actually be present with that and see what happens. And and then we'll go back into the silence again at 6:45. And for those who really feel like, no, that just doesn't, not quite ready, you're not quite right, that's totally fine. And we want, the metta and the karuna rooms will be silent tea eating rooms. So feeling really free around that, no shoulds or oughts, please, but just an opportunity to let this wonderful practice, these wonderful intentions and awareness, and that to flow into that, to begin to sense the possibility of that being just as active and just as helpful and just as difficult as it is when we're sitting on our cushion. And then also at 7:30, the Dharma talk will be, will involve or include some kind of talking and listening with you. I mean, you talking, not just listening. And again, we really, it's an invitation and an opportunity, not a requirement. And if it feels at that time you just don't want to attend, that's totally fine. And then we'll go back into the silence again at the end of that and meet together for our usual sitting at 8:45. So just, you can let it all, so you again noticing right now how it feels to hear all of that. Noticing, be different reactions, thoughts, feelings. Like, okay. And if the sewage situation is not conducive to sauna, we'll have our regular sitting and walking afternoon. And we'll put a note on the board at lunchtime so you can know what's happening. So I hope I'm doing all the saying the practical things that need to be said. If the sauna does happen, we ask that we ask for your willingness if during the women's sauna time, if the men could kind of keep the distance from the sauna building, if possible, and the same the other way around, when it's the men's time, if the women could give them space. So hope that's okay and in keeping with your sense of this wonderful opportunity. Yes, thank you. So the sauna will be in silence, please. So the talking time is really the tea time, and if you could also just really keep that in the dining room, don't let it sort of spill out. And the same with the session this evening, the talking will just be in here. So what we're trying to offer is maybe a sense of continuing with the retreat, but some sort of shifting the activity and then coming in and out of the silence and seeing if we can just keep the keep the practice kind of going, keep alive the practice, the intentions, the exploration. So yeah, thank you, Sampo. Yeah. So I'd just like to offer some practice reflections that came to me the last day and today, and so I offer it, and I really, you know, feel really free to not engage, to really continue your own sense of your own practice, which is really, you know, it's like, yeah, you can be your own guide. But just if there's anything helpful in what I offer, then that's, yeah, you can take that and maybe make use of that. So what I'd like to offer is a kind of reflection and maybe the sense that metta, it actually can manifest, can feel, can it has different facets. I think, man, and if I said that at some point early in the retreat, like, it can have these different flavors or qualities or facets or manifestations, because it, in a way, because it's like it joins with, or somehow mixes with, mindfulness and wisdom, so that it can manifest in a way, different ways, according to need, according to circumstance. So I want to offer a way of seeing, a way of be allowing this quality of metta to be felt, to manifest in different ways for our benefit, for the benefit of others, of different situations in our life. And it's a sense of the elemental quality or nature of the mind. And so, somewhere in the Buddha's teachings, he's teaching his son, Rahula, who becomes a monk. And part of the Buddha's teaching to his son, Rahula, is he says, develop a mind that is vast like space, where all experience can arise and pass without conflict, struggle, or harm. So we can maybe have a sense of metta can be like space, the mind, which is vast and like an open space, like the space of the sky, metta, the mind of metta, vast like the sky, spacious, and experience. Sights and sounds and feelings, the metta, the quality of goodwill, of friendliness, and somehow like the skies, allowing life experiences to just happen without without ill will, without resistance, without judgment, without hatred. This is some metta space. You might play with that. Sometimes I feel like that's... Sometimes compassion is talked about as being more like space. So one of my teachers said, compassion is just space. So, maybe sometimes in different situations and circumstances, that's like space, it's like space. Or maybe at times it's helpful to consider, to feel, to perceive metta as earth. Earth, ground, something like a firm foundation, something we can rest on. A sense of groundedness, earth, like we have a place on the earth, we are welcome. Again, sometimes maybe that's what's needed, that sense of, I might think of it as basic ground of just here, non-harming, present, grounded. You have your place, you're allowed to be here fully, fully allowed to be here. Just as you are. Metta as earth, as ground. Metta as water, water of life. Something that can flow, that can soak through hard soil, rain, cohesive. Metta is that which connects, sort of that feeling of belonging, maybe. Somehow it has that sense for me of belonging. Everything is somehow connected, cohesive. And maybe you can allow the creativity of your mind and the sensitivity of your heart to find your own images and your own senses of what might be helpful here. Maybe it's the flowingness of water like a river, sort of allowing the metta to flow through us like a healing balm. Yeah. Maybe we can sense metta as air. And so the breathing in and out, kindness, receiving, like we do from the air, we naturally receiving what is nourishing and life-giving, and giving and breathing out, like the trees breathing with us, and they breathe in what we breathe out, we breathe in what they breathe out, with others, we receive the kindness and we give the kindness back. It's a kind of like a cycle or a rhythm of offering, receiving. Again, just to tune into the naturalness of that, we don't have to push. It's just like when we can allow that to happen, just natural. Yeah. Maybe metta can be like the wind sometimes, like blowing away the shadows, or blowing away the heavy moods, and the wind of metta comes through and can shift things like it naturally does sometimes. So lastly, metta is like fire. Maybe it's something like it can have that quality, so I wanted to light the candle. Something that gives light and heat, gives warmth. Maybe like a gentle candle flame, just radiating that gentle light and warmth. Or maybe sometimes it can be more like a fire, something fiery, like the sun, flaming out. Maybe sometimes the metta can have that passionate kind of quality, strong, flaming out. So the Buddha, often when he taught the metta and the other Brahma Viharas, compassion, appreciative joy and equanimity, he would invite us to abide, to connect with this quality or intention in some way, and then allow it to fill the mind, to fill the mind, the body, the being, to fill the space around us, to fill the mind, yeah? See. And then that, in that way, because the mind is edgeless and boundless, this quality start to get a sense of it as boundless and limitless, allowing it to radiate out like the sun in all directions. And sometimes you would say, above and below and all around. All around, above and below in all directions. So if you wish, you could play with that today, either picking up on one of the elemental qualities or just imagining as you walk, as you sit, imagine the good heart, the sun, the candle, have you... Letting it shine. Yeah. So, something we don't have to do, but more like something we're invited to allow, to dare to let our love and our light shine through all the layers of, I can't and I don't, and it's like, and other people might, and it's scary, or how can you know, opening the windows and the doors of our mind, of our heart, of our body, and allowing the beautiful light of the natural heart of kindness and compassion. It's a natural quality of our being. So that's my little offering this morning. And again, please just notice whatever is there for you now. feeling really free to receive whatever thoughts and feelings. Okay, welcome. And to breathe gently with your body, with your mind. Allow the silence to come in again, and then quietly, no hurry, find your way. Follow your thread. Come home to your own heart.